Lesson 3. Abundant, abundant. Arid, arid. Distinct, distinct. Graze, graze. Hectic, hectic. Hoard, hoard. Humid, humid. Incredible, incredible. Inhabit, inhabit. Peninsula, peninsula. Rural, rural. Sanctuary, sanctuary. Splendor, splendor. Squalor, squalor. Terrain, terrain. Read the passage below, then complete the exercise that follows. Land of contrasts. Thailand is a country about the size of France with a population of over 50 million people. 9/10 of the people live in rural areas, away from Bangkok, the nation's capital and its only major city. Every year, visitors from all over the world vacation in Bangkok, making tourism the country's number one industry, but most of them leave without seeing the rest of this fascinating country. This is a pity, for Thailand is a land of startling contrasts, made up of four distinct regions. The northwestern region is the least accessible part of the country because of its mountainous terrain and many forests. Tigers, leopards, bears, and monkeys inhabit the more remote areas, while deer and buffalo graze on the grasslands that cover the lower slopes of the mountains. One of the world's great wildlife sanctuaries is located near Chiang Mai. This is the country's second largest city, although its population is only 1/50th that of Bangkok's. The two most important industries in this part of the country are lumber and tin mining. The northeastern part of Thailand is vastly different from the northwestern part. It is by far the poorest region. Few crops grow there because of its arid climate and barren soil. Poor highways and a lack of railroads add to its problems. This region has little industry, and most of its people live in poverty. Many have left the land, hoping to find work in Bangkok. The most prosperous region is the Great Central Plain, where the soil is fertile and crops grow in abundance. Farmers there produce enough rice to feed the people of Thailand and still have some for export. Other crops include cotton, sugar, corn, tobacco, and peanuts. Bangkok is located on the southern edge of the Central Plain. It is a modern city with huge luxury hotels that have sprung up in recent years to accommodate the ever-increasing hordes of tourists. Many of them visit Bangkok to explore its rich cultural history. Among the city's many attractions are over 400 Buddhist temples, 5 universities, and a huge grand palace where the rulers of Thailand once lived in royal splendor. But not all of the capital is splendid. Tourists seldom stray from the downtown area, with its many expensive shops and fine restaurants, into the more squalid parts of Bangkok, where the city's poor live in overcrowded conditions. The fourth distinctive region is the southern part of the country, which reaches to the Malaysian Peninsula, within 500 miles of the equator. This part of Thailand is mostly tropical rainforest, with a humid climate and over 200 inches of rain a year. It has an incredible variety of plant and animal life, including over 500 different kinds of butterflies. It also has some of the finest beaches in the world to lure those tourists seeking a change from the hectic city life of Bangkok. Visitors who spend a week or two in Bangkok may go home and tell their families and friends that they have seen Thailand. However, only those who have explored all four regions of the country can truly say, "I have seen Thailand."